We begin the new year reading from the first chapter of John's Gospel. This section of Scripture is often known as the prologue, the thing you say before you say more things. The prologue, the beginning. Let us prepare our hearts and ask for God's help. Let us pray. You are the Word of God. You are the light that shines in the darkness. You are the one who existed before there was time. You are Lord and Savior. So speak again, Lord Jesus, that we may follow in your way. Amen. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God, and all things came into being through Him, and without Him, not one thing came into being. What has come into being in Him was life, and the life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. Now, there was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came to witness, to testify to the light, so that all might believe through him. Now, he himself was not the light, but he came to testify to the light, the true light, which enlightens everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world came into being through him, and yet the world did not know him. He came to what was his own, and his own people did not accept him. But to all who received him, who believed in his name, he gave power to become children of God, who were born not of blood or the will of man, or the will of the flesh, but born of God. And the Word became flesh and lived among us, and we have seen His glory, the glory of a Father's only Son, full of grace and truth. John testified to Him and cried out, "This is the one of whom I said, 'He who comes after me ranks ahead of me because he was before me.' From his fullness, we have all received grace upon grace. The law indeed was given through Moses. Grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. No one has ever seen God. It is God, the only Son, who is close to the Father's heart, who has made Him known." For the Word of God among us, for the Word of God within us, for the Word of God in Scripture, thanks be to God. Just this past week, I went camping with my family. Just in the backyard, don't worry, the preacher hadn't completely lost it yet. We went camping in our tent in the backyard, and I was lying there in the tent in my sleeping bag listening to Allie and Charles. Well, we won't say snore since Allie's still in here. I was looking up into the night sky, and there I saw what you see in Bladen County on a good, clear evening, stars in abundance. Now, you got to remember, I grew up in a fairly good-sized city, a city probably about the size of Fayetteville, and seeing a few stars is one thing, but in Bladen County, there are a lot of stars that fill the night sky. I can only imagine what it was like back in olden days, as we say around our house, back in olden days when the lights of the city didn't glow all night long. What must it have been to look up and see the sky filled with twinkling lights from horizon to horizon. Our ancestors used those same stars to tell stories. They would tell stories and name the constellations, and the stars came to life. They were beautiful. No wonder God promised to Abraham that he would have descendants more numerous than the stars of the sky. Hard to even imagine. Our ancestors also used the stars to navigate their way. Just as I spoke with the children this morning, there is one star that is critical when it comes to navigation. There's one point in the night sky that does not move. The North Star. The one star that becomes a point of reference, a faithful guide on the way. This morning I ask you, what is your North Star? What is that one point in the sky that guides your way? That one faithful beacon to which you measure your life? What is your North Star? Oh, there are lots of stars in the constellations, aren't there? Lots of things that we can measure life by. We can look at our neighbor's house, our neighbor's property, our neighbor's car, our neighbor's job and vacation destination. We can measure our lives by what they show us on TV and the commercials, our music, social media, the news media. We can measure our lives by the size of our bank accounts or our 401ks or our life insurance policies, or the influence that we have in the community, our own power or perceived power. Lots of things that fill the constellation of our lives. But what is that North Star? What is that one thing that you look to guide the way? Today, part of our worship service will be to install ruling elders. In the Presbyterian Church USA, we have two kinds of elders. We have teaching elders, that's who I am. I'm a teaching elder. And we have ruling elders. The ruling elders are those who serve on the session, the governing body of our church. But often we get confused with that word ruling. People think of it as, well, I'm in charge here and I'm the one who rules. That's not at all what we mean when we say ruling elder. The history of that phrase, it's an old, old phrase. The history of that phrase is that these elders are charged with the responsibility of measuring. That kind of ruler. Not someone who sits on a throne, but one who takes out the measuring tape of life. The ruling elders of this church are responsible for measuring the church's fidelity to Jesus Christ. Their responsibility is to look at the church and look at Jesus and say, how do we measure up? Are we being faithful to Jesus Christ? Ruling elders. Talked a lot with our ruling elders over the last 2 years about their responsibility in discernment. Praying and asking the hard questions and discerning who is it that God is calling us to be, or where is it that God is calling us to go as a congregation? In other words, what's our North Star? For as I demonstrated with the children, even though the star stands here, shining brightly, staying in place, and Claire was a great star. She didn't move a bit, but she shone with brilliance. But our journey wanders all over the place. But we always had a point of reference. We always could look to the star. Even if there were roadblocks along the way, we could turn and see where we were supposed to be going. When you navigate on a boat and you're following the stars, there's a whole lot of tacking back and forth. Even if your star is one steady point, you'll find that your journey cuts back and forth across that center line. But if you didn't have the star, if you didn't have a destination to whence you were headed, you might as well sail in circles. For even though you may miss the mark and wander all over the place, at least you're headed in a right direction. So what is your North Star? What do you look to guide the way of life? Today I want to suggest to you that Jesus is the one faithful North Star of life. He is the one thing to which we can compare our life to. And I challenge us, just as I challenge our newly to be installed ruling elders, to set Jesus as the North Star of the church, that we would study His life, that we would read the Gospels, hear the words He challenges us with, watch the actions that He takes, listen to Him as He prays. And ask the question, how does our lives measure up to His? And in those places where we find ourselves lacking, let's get back on the path. In those places where we see we've missed the mark, let us set the North Star before us and put our eyes to the Lord Jesus and walk in His way. Sure, we'll wander all over the place. But without a North Star, we will only look at ourselves. You can ask the elders currently serving on session. I've actually kind of changed the way we talk about our motions and things. Once we get a motion in a second and it's time to call for the vote, instead of saying all those who are in favor say aye, I've changed it this way. All those who think it's God's will for us say yes. Because what I'm really interested in, not whether you think it's a good idea, but the question is, does God think it's a good idea? That's the question before us. Is Jesus our North Star? Now, all this talk about navigating with stars may sound old-fashioned to our modern ears. For in both of my cars, we do have a GPS. When we first got it, we had just moved to Bladen County. There's lots of places new to us in North Carolina, and we needed a little help. So we had this GPS put in our car, just mounted on the dashboard. But somehow my son heard it and thought it was different, so he called it our GPSUS. Not far from J-E-S-U-S, a children's song he had learned in Bible school. Our GPSUS. Well, you know, that's kind of right. Saves me when I'm lost. Recalculates the route to avoid roadblocks. And that little red line shows me the way. So whether you set Jesus as your North Star or you type Him in as your GPSUS, may Christ be the navigator in your life, showing the way, leading you where God would have you to go. May Christ be that which we measure our lives against. And may He be our goal. Is Jesus your North Star?
to the glory of God. Amen.